fellow Beyond Black and White readers and listeners. I am talking to Carolyn Egner right now. She is a New York lawyer and a writer that blogs about relationships, life, and parenting as a single mother. And the reason why I wanted to talk to her specifically was because she came out with just a breaking it down blog called Upgrade Him, Girl, No. And if you haven't read it yet, read it and then listen to the audio. Carolyn, what inspired you to write Upgrade Him?
What inspired me was a conversation that I had recently with a girlfriend of mine from law school. We were catching up on people that we know, and she informed me that another one of our classmates was getting divorced. And, of course, I was sad to hear that, and while she didn't betray any of the woman's confidences, it was pretty clear during that discussion that, the woman who's getting divorced had married a man who, as a Harvard Law grad, she had married a man who was more blue-collar, definitely not on her level financially, and the guy had basically, over the course of their marriage, done some pretty horrible things, including taking several thousands of dollars from her and now living with another woman and so expecting to receive alimony and all sorts of other nonsense. So initially I was going to write about that, but I had posted about divorce a few times and decided I really wasn't interested in writing about divorce, and I wanted to focus a little bit more on why is it that these women, including myself, kept finding ourselves in these situations where we were settling for men who just weren't on our level. And I don't mean on our level necessarily in terms of financial ability, but really who clearly were not sort of the level of quality of male that we should have been looking for, should have expected for ourselves, and deserve to have. So that's what really inspired me to write the piece.
And why do you think that we black women feel the need to remodel these men? What is it about us as, I wouldn't say necessarily black women, I think all women do this, but for the sake of this blog, let's talk black women. Why do we engage in the Negro Improvement Plan?
Just speaking for myself, because after I wrote that post, I wrote another post trying to offer some explanations, because several people did comment and ask on my blog, well, why would someone like you or like your friends want a guy like this in the first place? And, speaking for myself, I grew up in a blue-collar environment. My father was an auto factory worker. And so I think at some level, despite the fact that, I achieved a certain education level, I still consider myself very much, a regular girl, regular down-home blue-collar girl. And these are the people I grew up with. I have, these are people who remind me of people in my family. These are people who reminded me of my father and my uncles and, even my brothers to a certain degree who are not working in professional capacity. So I think for some black women who grow up in a particular, class and then grow out of that class through education and other achievements, there's still kind of a connection and a desire to remain connected with someone who's from the class that you used to represent, or to feel like you haven't, like you can still keep it real, which is nonsense, you discover, but you have to discover that. So I think that's a big part of it.
Well, hopefully people discover it before they're out thousands of dollars and get sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, yeah, and that story happens all the time. So we don't feel comfortable necessarily dating the guy who's the son of doctors and lawyers, because that's a lifestyle that we're not personally familiar with if you grew up in a blue-collar environment. But yet, a lot of these men, and I don't mean to pick on blue-collar men, but let's just say men who have different lower standards than you do, are really looking at these women as a paycheck or as a means to an end. And so they come on strong and they, you know, say all the right things. And, you know, when you're single and somebody is talking sweet nothings in your ear, it's very appealing.
Yes.
And so, you know, the man finds a need to reassert his masculinity by either, you know, sleeping with a bunch of other women or doing stupid things with money. Because I think a lot of these cases, these men are attracted to these women because of, you know, the financial power and, you know, ability that they represent for them to lead a different lifestyle, but they have a hard time dealing with the fact that they're with a woman who makes more money and who's always going to make more money, and that threatens, you know, their masculinity at some level. So they really need to reassert themselves by either being emotionally abusive, verbally abusive, sometimes physically abusive, sometimes being very promiscuous, and all sorts of mayhem, you know, ensues. And you see attractive, beautiful, you know, successful women putting up with situations that they really just shouldn't be putting up with.
So when the remodel goes horribly wrong, what advice do you have for women who have failed the NIP?
I think the first thing, and this is one thing I talk a lot about on my blog, I think one of the things that does no one any good if you just beat up on yourself about it. And when you make a mistake, own up to your mistake, but to feel badly about having made the mistake, to feel that, you know, you should feel guilty about it, or to feel that, you know, you're somehow less of a person, you know, that's not going to help you heal. So the first thing is to own up to the fact that you made a mistake. Figure out why it is you made that mistake. Figure out why it is that you felt that you needed to settle for less than you deserve. And figure out how you're going to not make that mistake going forward, as opposed to dwelling on the mistake of the past and being bitter and angry about it. I think that's probably the most important thing any woman, you know, of any race can do when she finds herself, you know, needing to exit a really bad relationship.
Excellent. Now, one particular commenter, when I went on your site, said something, I'm summarizing, that she was grateful that she never finished college because she doesn't envy the slim pickings at the top of the tree, meaning, you know, she's glad that she didn't reach higher levels in her education and career because she didn't want to have to scrounge around for a man. What do you say about that?
According to what she said in her comment, it sounded as though she found a wonderful man who honored her and treasured her. And that's really what it's all about. It's not about saying that if you've achieved a certain education level, then you can't be with a man who's not at that same level. It's about making sure that you are equally matched in terms of your values, your, you know, vision for your future. And if you have that shared goal, shared vision, shared values, then I don't think it matters so much what a person's income is. It's really all about not trying to change someone to remodel them into an image that is something other than what you've got. If you find yourself falling in love with a guy who makes less money, but the two of you connect on a deeper level, more power to you, go for it. But if you're in that situation and you're trying to make him over into an image that he's just not ever going to live up to, then you're really doing both of you an injustice. So for that woman, I felt like she was saying, well, it's better that I never had to find myself faced with the decision of, you know, dating somebody who was, you know, who had a lower income than I did, because I'm grateful that I stopped my education goals. That just didn't make any sense to me. I think what she should have been grateful for and looking to is that she found someone that she connected with on that most important deeper level, and the income level of both of them and the education level they achieved really didn't matter.
Well, that is some good advice, and I am so glad that you took time on a Sunday morning to talk to us at Beyond Black and White. I am so happy to have met you, and you are wonderful. Everybody, go visit her site, leave a comment, follow her on Twitter. She is the bomb. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Chris.